talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Poured the concrete, cut the 2x4s, planted that oak tree, and stained that front door. I hung your porch swing, painted that picket fence. Yeah, I built the whole thing nail by nail and brick by brick. Oh, but girl, what you did was put the sand in the kitchen, the dancing down the hallway, the living in the living room, and the saving me on Sunday. You put the tangle in the sheets and the perfume on my pillow. Without you, it's just a pile of sticks and stones. I built a house, you made a home.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of Talking About a Home. Today we are devoting the entire radio show to remembering Ryan Butler, half of the husband-wife team at Shelter Custom Built Living. Our home theme song this week is devoted to Ryan and Jenny Butler and is called Made a Home by Cody Johnson, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home. And special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. Ryan, as he was known, passed away on March 25th on vacation with his family and while on a run on the beach in Costa Rica. Ryan was only 49 and would have celebrated his 50th birthday in December. Ryan leaves behind his wife and business partner of 23 years, Jenny Butler, daughter Ella, and son Jackson, also known as Banks, and many family members. In lieu of flowers, the family asks that contributions be made to the Ryan Butler Memorial Fund at any Synovus bank. There was also a celebration of life at the Daniel Island Club last Friday, April 5th. In a few minutes, we're going to play the one and only interview I ever did with Ryan, which happened back in May of 2021, which was part of our Brilliant Builders and Renovation Sensation series. Ryan and Jenny Butler, along with their very successful residential construction company, Shelter Custom Built Living, could be found within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine for many, many years. They stand out to me because of the ultra high-end homes they built for their very, very grateful customers. Amongst our staff here at Charleston Home and Design magazine, we use the term eye candy very often to describe photos of homes that we know that really pop on the page and will be most welcome to see by our readers. One of my staff asked me once, why do we put Shelter's ad so close to the front of our magazine? And my response was, every project of theirs is eye candy on our pages, so it benefits us as much as it benefits them. Shelter Custom Built Living stands out in my memory most because of the exceptionally high-end homes they built and still build today. Shelter's homes are always very sleek and modern with high ceilings and custom architectural elements you would regularly see in big cities, but they were building them right here in Charleston. Many of those homes Shelter built are on Daniel Island, and I guess you could say as Daniel Island grew up, Shelter grew along with it. Of course, Shelter builds homes all over the Lowcountry and have been and are still actively building homes on Isle of Palms, Mount Pleasant, and most recently in the Kiowa River development. What Ryan and Jenny's construction company did that really stands out to me is how well they take care of their customers before, during, and after construction. Many times over the years, I have advised friends that were undertaking a remodel or new construction project that the best advice I could give them is that when it comes to the customer service end of construction, it's best to suspend reality, and instead of expecting good customer service, the homeowner needs to worship the contractors and craftsmen and women who are doing the work for you. In other words, expect delays, expect contractors to not always show up when you expect them to be there, to overlook and forgive the things that you would never put up with in any other industry. But Shelter and Ryan and Jenny defied that logic. The ultra-high-end homes that Shelter Custom Built Living has built and still builds today are built for very wealthy people who are used to a certain level of service. We've all heard the term white glove service, and that's what their clients received. That term, you get what you pay for, is surely true for Shelter Custom Built Living. White glove service is not something everyone can afford, but that's exactly what they got from Jenny and Ryan. There's a website called Guild Quality that originated right here in Charleston, and that Guild Quality truthfully and thoroughly rates custom builders by interviewing the homeowners. Now, it's very common when a new custom home breaks ground to love and adore your builder, but by the end, the conventional wisdom is you want to wring the builder's neck. Not the case with Shelter. Let me read a few of the 29 five-star reviews from Guild Quality. And these 29 doesn't sound like a lot of reviews in today's world, but these are former clients, and a custom home might take 18 to 24 months. So these are former and clients of Shelter Custom Built Living. Our experience with Shelter has been exceptional. The professionalism and caliber of the Shelter staff, plus the quality of their vendors, has made the building process that everyone warned us about extremely enjoyable and airtight. Shelter Custom Built Living is a first-class organization and consistently exceeds our expectations. Another one said, I recommend Shelter to everyone. We have built homes before, and the Shelter experience was by far our best experience. The quality of work, communication, organization, and the attention to concerns was extraordinary. And another example, this former client said, Shelter is a dependable builder that is friendly and very conscious of homeowners' needs. I mentioned that Shelter Custom Built Living grew up as Daniel Island grew. As Daniel Island was in the process of being built out, Charleston Home and Design Magazine staged several home shows at what is now Credit One Stadium. And along with the Daniel Island home shows, we also staged some very successful home tours that Shelter Custom Built Living was part of. That was back in 2013, more than 10 years ago. You could say that Shelter was already successful at that stage, and they were, but they never stopped to say, we've made it. They always had at least one, and many years they had several homes on the Daniel Island home tour. I remember my father-in-law once asked me, what's in it for the homeowners who are opening their homes to the public on these tours? Which is a very good question, and the answer is pretty simple. Why would Shelter's customers allow several hundred people to walk through their homes they were currently living in? Because they loved Jenny and Ryan and the Shelter team, and were so grateful for what Shelter had done for them. Shelter's clients wanted to give back to Ryan and Jenny by opening up their homes to the public so that Shelter might in turn pick up a new customer or two. There's a term Woody Bartlett, the former owner of 96 Wave, who I used to work for, used to say, and it's a term I've adopted: stay hungry and humble. And that's exactly what Shelter has done over the years. They never stop trying to improve. And even though that quote, that we may not need to advertise because we're so busy or promote themselves by being part of our home tours on Daniel Island, they always did. So speaking on behalf of all of the Charleston Home and Design Magazine staff, we say goodbye, Ryan, and we'll miss you.
Welcome to Brilliant Builders and Renovation Sensations, a podcast and blog brought to you by Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the Charleston Home Builders Association. Talking with us today is Ryan Butler, half of the husband-wife team behind the custom home building company Shelter Custom Built Living. Ryan, thanks so much for taking time to speak with me today. And I say that sincerely because Shelter Custom Built Living is one of the busiest, most sought-after custom builders in the Charleston area. What do you attribute that to?
Well, thanks for having me, Tim. I appreciate you coming by. Well, it's no surprise to anybody. Charleston is a great place to live, and we have a lot of people moving into town. And you know, being a custom home builder, centrally located here in the Charleston area, there's no lack of business. You know, people want new homes because they're moving here, or they may want a new home from the house they've been living in for several years. So it's been a good spot for us.
Were you here in Charleston when the Navy base closed back in like 94, 95? Is that before your time?
That was before my time. We moved here in 2005. Mm-hmm. So the market was accelerating at that point, and then quickly fell off in 2007, 2008. Mm-hmm. And you know, slowly started rebounding in 2011, 2012. So we've been here since 2005.
Gotcha. Yeah. The reason I bring that up is I remember talking to a realtor at that time when the Navy base was closing, and there was a lot of uncertainty. There was a lot of fear in the community about what was going to happen to Charleston. And I remember him saying that in his experience, anywhere on the coast has always seemed to show growth, and he predicted Charleston would definitely survive and come back from the Navy base closing, and anyone who has been in Charleston for a short period of time knows that we're very, very popular. Lots and lots of people are moving here, and that's sort of reflected in the traffic that we experience out there in the roads, right?
Absolutely. We, you know, a lot of people, you know, Boeing was obviously a huge help to us and Volvo, but people always ask me, you know, where are clients coming from? Mm-hmm. Where, you know, what do they do for a living? And it's interesting because our clientele, they work all over the country, all over the world. This just happens to be where they want their family to grow up. You know, a lot of them commute to the airport and go up to New York City or out west every other week. A lot of them work from their house or do business travels and so forth. And, you know, a lot of people can be remote nowadays. Mm-hmm. And to your point, the coast is a great place to be. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of beauty around here, and it's a great place to be.
So. Right. Take a moment before we get into some of the questions, and just tell our listeners about Shelter Custom Built Living.
So we are obviously a custom home builder. We've been in business about 8 years. I grew up in the construction industry. My father was a custom home builder in New Jersey, and I grew up cleaning job sites after school and framing houses in the summer. And I ended up going to school out in Ohio for construction management, knowing I wanted to go into residential construction. And once I graduated, I moved to Atlanta, worked with a home builder in Atlanta for about 7-8 years, and he transferred me here to Charleston in 2005 to oversee his construction division here. And after the downturn, I saw an opportunity to start Shelter. It was always been a dream of mine. I wanted to do custom homes because I wanted the challenge of the unique projects, and every house is not the same, and really be able to showcase our talents of what we can do. Mm-hmm. So we are, our office is located on Daniel Island. We do a majority of our work is here on Daniel Island, but we've done stuff, Isle of Palms, Mount Pleasant, Allendale, looking to expand out on the Johns Island area here in the coming year. And we have a small staff. I have 6 employees, project managers and design coordinators and office help as well. So I don't know if we're a boutique builder, but we really focus on the individual homes as a unique project for us and our clients.
Mm-hmm. Does Shelter Custom Built Living do any renovation work?
We will do renovation work if the project's right. It has to be a certain size mm-hmm. for us to be involved, and has to be a certain client, mm-hmm. Either somebody we want to work with or somebody we've worked with in the past or acquaintance of ours. So we do larger remodels from time to time.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Is there a particular philosophy that Shelter Custom Built Living follows?
Well, it's, you know, building a custom home builders, they want to have a high quality home, and they want it to showcase well and photograph well and be very cool looking in magazines and so forth. And that's great. We want the same thing. But the other part of us is we're big on the process, because you can have a beautiful home, and if it wasn't an enjoyable process or an experience to get there, it's kind of all for naught. You know, you hear a lot of people say, oh, yeah, this house is great, I love it, but I would never want to do it again. You know, it was stressful or too many surprises and budget overruns and so forth. So we work really hard to avoid that. It's great when we've had clients, when we finish up, they say, man, we'd love to do it again. This was a great process. So we focus a lot on how we work internally and how we interact with our clients to make sure the process is enjoyable, because we want that experience to match the high quality home we deliver.
Yeah, I think there's a kind of a reputation or a mindset that a lot of times when you enter into a contract with to build a house with a custom builder, everybody's loving each other and everything, but by the end of the project, you want to wring each other's necks, kind
yeah,
of, right?
Sure, sure.
but it sounds like you, and I think this is evidenced through the fact that Shelter Custom Built Living has had several homes that you've built here on Daniel Island as part of our Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. And if those homeowners weren't behind you folks and just didn't have great things to say about Shelter, they probably wouldn't offer up their home for 400 strangers to walk through. But
absolutely,
you must have a great relationship with these homeowners that they're oh yeah, he's done so much for me that we're willing to open up our house to help Shelter spread the word about perhaps building a house for one of those 400 people that walk through.
Absolutely. It's you know, it's You're exactly right. It's a long process, and there's hundreds of decisions to be made, and there are stressful points, and we do our best to mitigate those and communicate and explain, you know, why things the way they are or what's going to happen next. And I think at the end of the day, you know, my philosophy that I pass down to my people is I just want to look somebody in the eye and say, is it right or wrong? You know, and if mm-hmm. if it's wrong, then it's not the right answer. And I want to be able to see my clients when we're out to dinner and, you know, at my kids' basketball games and so forth, and not have to hide behind the bleachers mm-hmm. or, you know, try to avoid or turn down a different aisle. You know, it's just situations arise, and you just need to talk through them and work it out. And I think all my clients respect that, and they're reasonable, and we have an open dialogue. It's a very part of our culture is the communication between the client and our staff.
I'll bet you've gotten plenty of referrals too from your previous clients who you've built homes for in terms of them saying, hey, we've got some friends that are moving to Daniel Island and put you in touch with them, and that speaks an awful lot that you get those referrals.
Absolutely, and it's the old saying where, you know, it takes years to build up your reputation and a few seconds to destroy it. So you need to do the right thing.
Just ask a restaurant owner. They'll tell you. All it takes is one Yelper, right?
Exactly.
Talk about shelter custom-built living being chosen by Home Builder Digest as one of the top 50 custom builders in the United States.
Well, that was a great honor to receive that, and it was kind of came out of the blue to me. You know, my wife sent the email when we were selected, and it was great news, and I think it's just attributed to if you do what you love and you do it well, and the success and accolades will come. Mm-hmm. And it certainly happened there. So it was great recognition, and we're very proud of that.
Mm-hmm. What year was that?
This was about 2 years ago.
Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. So. You mentioned your wife, Jenny. what is your role, and what is Jenny's role in shelter custom built living, and which one of you is the marriage counselor that has to talk your clients off the ledge every now and then?
Well, we both wear those hats, but, Jenny is, she's involved in all aspects of the business at some capacity. You know, her title is design and marketing. She's really big on procurement. We like to take inspiration photos from our clients and figure out a way to do it economically to fit within their budget and put a little spin on it, make it uniquely theirs. So a lot of the photos we get from Houzz and Pinterest are stuff all over the world, and Jenny does a great job of researching and finding exactly what it is we need and reaching out to different vendors and suppliers and pulling it all together, and all our social media and marketing. The reason I'm sitting here today is because of Jenny. Mm-hmm. and she's a huge part of this company, and her design sense as well, just with some ideas of how we finish out some of these houses, is great. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of the day-to-day stuff, meeting with clients, once we start building and even before construction, but Jenny has her hand in a lot of the stuff behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. Talk about the process. A client of Shelter Custom Built Living experiences from the time they contact you to the time that the ground is broken. So kind of like the initial interview. You're interviewing them. They're interviewing you, and it has to be a good fit too, right? Because I've talked to different builders over the years who've told me that there are people out there who they don't want a win-win relationship. They want to win, and they want the builder to lose.
Sure.
So
sure.
Talk about how does the client pick Shelter, and how do you ultimately pick them?
Well, I think that initial meeting is so important, and you're right, where we're both interviewing each other. And I'm trying to understand what their expectations are and what their goals are and what we can do to help fulfill those. We listen a lot in those meetings, and then I would go into talking to them about how we operate, what our process is, and you'll hear me say process a lot throughout this interview. Usually at the end of those meetings, we have a good rapport with each other. And I'll be honest with you, the people that come in and start talking about, their budget, that's most important, and they are looking for a deal or the best price. We may not be the builder for them. Mm-hmm. But all in all, I can look anybody in the eye and say we provide a great value for what we offer. Not only are you getting a great home, you're going to have an enjoyable experience. You're going to have a staff that supports and you can reach out to and you can talk to, and there's transparency in the process. So it's an important meeting. And oftentimes if we do have a rapport with each other, We have what is called a design-to-build contract, which is basically a pre-construction agreement. I offer my services to help them through the design process of the plans. If they have a lot, you know, I'll help them get a survey, soil analysis done, help them interview architects, structural engineers, landscape architects, introduce them to some of our designers to see who they gel with, help them through the architectural review process if there is one in that particular area. I charge a flat fee for that, and the client would be responsible for all the other invoices from the other professionals that are involved. But what happens is once that process is finished, I can in turn give them a price to build their house, a firm price. And if they choose to go with me, I'll reduce my builder fee, the amount they paid me to consult with them. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a baby step into the process, and it's good because they get to understand how I work. And I get to understand, I get a little more intimate with the plans and understand why the plans are the way they are and get a feel for some of their hot buttons and expectations and so forth. So at the end of the day, when they're moving into the house, it's just a much better process versus a bid situation where, you know, I just get a set of plans from an architect saying, hey, will you put a number on this and see if you get it, mm-hmm. you know? So mm-hmm. That pre-construction process, when we can, we like to be heavily involved with it, you know, giving some perspective, a builder perspective on the plans. You know, an architect can draw great stuff, but if we understand what our goals are with the budget, you know, I would be the one raising my hand saying that's beautiful and everything, but, you know, let's stay focused on what we're trying to accomplish here. So people seem to like that. And, I convert a lot of those people into clients to build for after we do that consulting agreement.
Is the consulting agreement, is that prior to plans being drawn, or are you able to look at actual plans? And
it's prior to plans being drawn.
Okay.
It's oftentimes I get people coming in who they don't know where to start. Mm-hmm. Do you start with a builder? Do you start with an architect? You know, and there's no right or wrong answer. But I explain to them the benefits of starting with a builder and creating a team environment from the get-go. So,
mm-hmm. Gotcha. So once the once the homeowner has hired Shelter Custom Built Living to construct their house, talk about the process of breaking ground and all the way through the completion of the project.
So the first meeting we have after contract is our kickoff meeting. We call it a design kickoff meeting, but it's actually design and construction related. But the clients would come into our office. We'd sit down with the design team, my project manager that I'll have involved on that house. And we review the plans and we talk about the aesthetics of the house. What are the interior design features we want to focus on? What do the clients like? What do they don't like? And we try to get a feel for, you know, I'm basically getting everybody on the team on the same page in that first meeting. And we ask the client we'll set up an idea book in house and Pinterest, and we ask the client to transfer their files or their photos to ours, because everybody seems to have a house account and save photos when they're thinking about building. And our design team will go through those photos and create vision boards for the house. And so a few weeks later, we'll have a vision meeting where we sit down with the clients and say, this is what we think your kitchen should feel like and should look like. And this is what we think the master bedroom should be like, and outdoor living space and so forth. And we'll tweak those boards a little bit depending on the feedback we get from our client. But what that is that that is what we focus on as we go through the design process, to make sure all the selections that are made are cohesive with each other, because we're referring back to those vision boards. Mm-hmm. So once we have the vision boards done and we have a design sense of what the house is going to look like, we'll start the selection process. And one thing we like to do is, we like our designers to go down to the showrooms and pre-select items for the client. We'll go down and pre-select plumbing fixtures before the initial meeting with the client. We'll go and pre-select tile, and we're doing that off of those vision boards again. But more importantly, we're selecting items that are within their allowance. So when they go there, they're not spinning their wheels, looking all over the showroom and pointing out the most expensive tile, and we have no idea what's going to happen after they price it. But what it does, it just makes things more efficient. And again, it helps eliminate some confusion with, you know, the worst thing you want to do is go to a showroom, pick out all this nice tile, and come back and find out it's X amount of dollars over your allowance. It's not a good situation to be in. So it all comes back to our process on helping eliminate surprises and make the client feel more comfortable with what they're selecting. So along with those design selections, we're big on, we have biweekly meetings on site for each of our houses. We'll pick the same day and time every other week where the project manager and the designers will be there. And it's just a good forum for the client to ask questions and for us to ask questions for the clients. And it's a touch point. Every other week we're touching base face to face with that client outside of the showroom appointments and so forth. And depending on the stage of the house where we are, you know, we might have a particular trade contractor or vendor at that meeting to help with some of those selections at that time. So, those biweekly meetings are really important, and we take them serious. We send out an agenda the day before so the client can be prepared and maybe they can add something to the agenda if they want. And then after that meeting, we send a follow-up. And we keep track of that. Just, you know, it's good to talk about it. It's also good to have it in writing just so there's no loss in translation. And then one of the most important things we do in our process is our software system, BuilderTrend, that we use. It's a cloud-based software system, project-managed software system that we keep track of the construction schedule of the house, which the client has full visibility to. We upload photos weekly into BuilderTrend just to document, you know, the progression of the house. And then we also do change orders through BuilderTrend. If somebody wants to make a change to the scope of work, we would go ahead and get that priced out. If they want to do it, we would upload that change into BuilderTrend. They'd physically approve it, and it becomes part of the contract. So there's no surprises at the end saying, hey, you had this amount of changes, you owe me this amount of money. We do those in real time. And the most important thing with BuilderTrend is keeping track of the selections. I do fixed cost contracts with allowances. And so, you know, we have to see how those selections relate to the specific allowances. And once they're approved, the selections are uploaded, and the client can click on their approval in BuilderTrend, and it keeps track of it, everything for us. Keeps track of draw payments, the financials. It's all in one platform. So it helps bring transparency to our process. And when you have multiple houses going on and you operate on the same platform from house to house, you know, it makes it easier. Mm-hmm. So it's that's why we're big on the process. You know, we'll build a quality house, but just making sure, you know, we're communicating with our clients and touching base and being transparent.
Gotcha. Going back to what you said about your clients pre-selecting the products that ultimately become part of their dream home. Have you ever heard of a term called the tyranny of choice?
I have not.
Okay. I'd never heard of it either. I ran across it a year or two ago, and basically it was talking about if you ask somebody, would you like to have an infinite amount of choices or fewer choices? And most people would say, I want an infinite number. but the problem with that is it's really you end up liking so many different things that to narrow down the choices becomes a real problem. Sure. And it almost sounds like you folks have made that part of your process, where you're reducing the number of selections for the homeowner. They're not getting anything less than they want, but you're making it easier for them to choose with these idea boards and things like that.
Absolutely. That's spot on, Tim. It's it makes it more efficient, and you're right. You give people multiple decisions. They might get overwhelming, mm-hmm. and they kind of shut down. Right. So, but we do have people that may walk into a showroom and see something that's phenomenal and they want it, and that's totally fine. You know, if they choose to go over their allowance, that's perfectly acceptable. But we want to be able to provide them a nice quality material within their allowance, and if they choose to make another selection or look outside and try to get something else, that's totally fine as well.
Talk about inevitably there's going to be problems and challenges that pop up during the construction process, and how do you folks at Shelter Custom Built Living handle that when something goes askew? And especially, right now we're dealing with a lot of supply chain problems and delays and delivery of products and stuff related to COVID, and also the fact that a lot of prices like lumber, for example, is very, very high right now. How do you handle some of these problems that pop up? Because they're going to happen. It happens to every builder on every single project. How does Shelter Custom Built Living handle those kinds of things?
Well, specifically to what you said, the COVID situation, we've tried to be proactive and order materials and finishes well in advance of when we need them. And you can only do that if you're organized and you know what you're ordering. So, our design process, our design schedule is well in advance of our construction schedule. And, we often have times where people don't understand why we're making them select tile when we haven't even started framing their house yet. But it's all part of it, because once that tile's selected, we can go ahead and place that order and make sure it's here when we need it. We're scrambling on a couple houses for specialty light fixtures and some appliances and stuff like that. But I don't think we've been hit as hard as some of the other builders, just because we were prepared. We were more organized, and we can go ahead and, hey, we have this order ready. We normally order 2 months out. Let's go ahead and order it 4 months out in advance, so we have it on time, or have a better chance of having it on time. The lumber situation, there's a couple houses where I had to take it on the chin, because I do fixed cost contracts, and that's part of the deal. And but what I'm doing now, just with the volatility of the lumber, I'm making the lumber an allowance amount in my contracts, and it's the only way to be fair, because if I try to lock in a number, either myself or the client, somebody's going to lose, So we want it to be a win-win, and if it's an allowance, it's whatever the cost is at that day, and we'll pass that cost along. So, but the biggest challenges we have are just when you're building high-end custom homes, there's a lot of professionals involved with the architect, the structural engineer, the landscape architect, the interior designer, the lighting designer, the cabinet designer, and just pulling all that information together. If the cabinet guy wants to add an outlet for his specialty cabinet, we need to make sure the electrician gets that information and it gets installed. Or else, if you're late in the game, then you're cutting sheetrock and so forth. So, our biggest challenge is just being on top of the project itself and making sure we're cross-checking our details from plan to plan and making sure nothing falls through the cracks.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Ryan Butler, half of the husband-wife team behind the custom home building company Shelter Custom Built Living. And this is Brilliant Builders and Renovation Sensations, a podcast and blog brought to you by Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the Charleston Home Builders Association. Ryan, you've mentioned some of the builder software that you folks use. Is that that must be helpful? Do you ever have any out of town clients that they're not even here in the Charleston area for while their house is being constructed?
Oh, sure, and the builder trend, the photo section of the software is great. You know, they can see the progress of the house from week to week, and just kind of keeps them in the loop. And then we would also, when I talked about our biweekly meetings, a lot of times we would do Zoom calls or FaceTime calls if we need to, just to keep the communication going. But even with our local clients, I had a client the other week was out to dinner, and they ran into some old friends, and oh, we're building a house. Oh, that's great. You know, love to see it someday, you know, and like, well, oh, let me pull up here some photos, you know, and went into Builder Trend, and there's the latest photos of the house right there. So it's kind of a little mm-hmm. Neat story about the software system we use.
Nice. So. Shelter Custom Built Living has built spec houses that you folks put up for sale, and obviously custom homes where you're hired to build a dream home for a specific client. Do you have a preference?
Honestly, I don't. They're two different animals. You know, you're with a spec house. People say, "Oh, spec house is great." You don't have a client, and so forth, but. You're constantly second guessing yourself, and with my designers and my team, you know, which is good, you know, everybody has an opinion, and you know, it's kind of just a different situation. Whereas when you're building a custom home for somebody, it's just all the decision making is really on them, and you just need to facilitate. So, you know, that I like to do a mix of both, I guess, mm-hmm. is what I prefer, mm-hmm. if that's allowable to answer that way.
Sounds like you and Jenny might get caught up in the tyranny of choice sometimes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it happens.
The design of the homes built by Shelter Custom Built Living really stand out. And how important is it to have an architect and an interior designer involved in one of your projects?
It's a must for us. You know, it all starts with a talented architect, you know, to create the vision and pull it together. But interior design is so important. We have a great team here with my wife Jenny and Keisha Haywood, my design coordinator, of, you know, adding life to the house and adding unique features and making sure items are executed correctly. And, you know, I don't envy the designers, because they're selling their vision every day, and they know it's going to turn out right, but not necessarily everybody in the room is on board with mm-hmm. what this is going to look like. And, you know, it always turns out great. So, we have a hard time, and it hasn't happened in years, but you know, a client coming in saying, nah, they may have a good design sense and they don't need an interior designer. We'll push really hard to get one on the team mm-hmm. to really help us make the process go a little smoother. And at the end of the day, have something that is beautiful and we can be proud of.
I've always thought of hiring an interior designer and an architect as an investment, because it's you might get shocked and be like, oh gosh, you know, you get these bills from the architect, and there doesn't seem to be anything to show for the work that they're putting in, the hours that they're putting in. But it really is sort of a leap of faith that you have to take, that, okay, the dollars I'm spending today on that I'm spending with this architect and interior designer, It will come back to me later when I go to sell the house. I'm going to be able to command a higher price. That's been proven time and time again.
Absolutely.
And whereas on the flip side of that, if you do not have an architect or interior designer involved, you may end up with a room that has a claustrophobic feeling when you walk in. It's just too small and you can't really put your finger on it, but it's just like, this doesn't feel good. And whereas good design feels good, you walk into a space and you feel the height of the ceilings and the breadth of the room itself. And it good design feels good.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I'm a firm believer in that. It's money well spent. And it is an investment. You will get it back. So
I preach that all the time because you spend that, you whether you're remodeling your house or you're building a new house, don't wait on as far as remodeling. Get make your house the best it can be, because the time you spend with your family will be so much more enhanced with a beautiful space. And yeah, maybe you can gripe to your wife about how much it's costing to do this, but it'll all come back to you at the very end.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
If you have that mindset, then, okay, I will spend this money, but there is a leap of faith that's involved with, when the interior designer comes in and shows you what they suggest, and it's maybe just it's a little out of your comfort zone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's so true. And, it's getting a little bit easier for us, day to day, just because the people that are coming in and talking to us about building, they've obviously scoured our website and our house page and our Instagram, and they're here for a reason. They like what they see. And we push our designers create all that. You know, we do all that in house, and we've had clients who just kind of let go of the wheel and say, hey, let us know when it's done, and they trust us and they like the style that we produce.
Nice, so. That's great. What advice do you have for someone looking to hire a builder? What should they consider, and what kind of questions should they ask?
Well, it's funny, when I talk to people, I often go around and show them some existing homes that we have, which is all par for the course. And something you need to do is you need to walk the house and make sure the quality is what you are expecting as a client, and the finishes and so forth. Because there's different levels of builders out there, and there's different levels of product. But I think the most important thing is, what is it like behind the scenes? How are they going to manage pulling this dream home together for you? What's the process like? How do you handle change orders? How do you do selections? What's your draw process like? How do you get paid? How do you communicate? Is there a software system? Is there, those are the important questions, I think, is, you're going to be with, for our case, we're with our clients, our average build is about 16 months. And, that's a long time to be involved with somebody in their process. So I think asking the questions about how they operate is just as important, if not as important, as the product you're walking with them, and what you're saying.
I talked to a builder once who told me you could tell he was frustrated, that he said people tend to do more research on buying a car than they do research on hiring a builder. And it's such a huge investment. It's the biggest, as cliche as that sounds, it's the biggest investment in their life.
No, it is. It is. And you definitely, you need to check references and, maybe talk to some suppliers or architects or sales agents and do your homework. It's really important.
Talk about the Mack House that Shelter Custom Built Living is involved with.
So we were approached, Jenny and I were approached about 2 years ago from a friend of ours, Mary Nemeth, who is lives here in the community. And we were asked to help a family who fell on hard times. It was a single mother of six. Her oldest son, who went to Philip Simmons High School, had a brain aneurysm, and hospital bills and medical bills built up to the point where they lost their home. And she had to spend a lot of time with him, and work was tough to come by. She had to quit her job. And the other kids were kind of spread out throughout the community with some family members and friends and so forth, just to have a roof over their head. And we were asked to come out one day and look at an existing structure they had on property they had up Clements Ferry Road. And I went out there on a Saturday and I looked at it, and it wasn't salvageable. I thought, it was something where I would need to pull a permit and get my trades involved, and they wouldn't want to, like my electrician, he just would want to start from scratch versus trying to fix what was there. So long story short, we started brainstorming and thought maybe it would be better to build a new house, right next door to the existing structure, which we got the wheels in motion. And several hurdles with heirs property rules and regulations and DHEC and so forth. But we were able to break ground a few months ago, and we're hoping to finish up here in a couple months. And my vendors and trade contractors and suppliers are contributing what they can. There's several people that are doing the work for free. There's people that have donated all materials. And then we've also reached out to the community. A lot of them, my clients, my prior and current clients, or past and current clients, to donate financially, which they've all done graciously. So we're pulling this together, and we're hoping to get the family back together under one roof here in the next couple months. So.
How can, if some of our listeners may want to contribute to this, how can they get more information or donate?
The best way is contact us through our website, info@sheltercustombuiltliving.com, and we'll get you to the right person. We'll get you in touch with Mary Nemeth, and there's several ways to donate. A lot of people are, donating some appliances and stuff like that as well. And we're going to have a community day out there. We're going to be cleaning up and landscaping towards the end, and we might do some interior painting with some community members and stuff like that. So we're trying to get the community to rally around us to get this completed.
That's great. So that's great.
I appreciate it.
We're almost wrapping up here, but I did want to ask you, what are some of the energy efficient features that you strongly recommend to your clients? Because oftentimes the homeowner, the client that you're building a house for, they have to become an instant expert on so many different aspects of the home that's being built for them. And they may not know about certain things that can ultimately, save them money down the road.
So, the things we've been doing for a while, obviously, are tankless water heaters and foam insulation. Our insulation package is we do a lot of foam underneath the subfloor and up in the roof. We don't want to make the house super tight, because then it really can't breathe, and you have to integrate a fresh air exchange system into your HVAC system. So, but the foam insulation definitely makes for a tighter house. We do a lot of LED lighting, low VOC paints, and with our hot water systems, we like to do hot water recirculating systems on all our houses, which basically is constantly running hot water throughout your house. And it does make your tankless water heater run more often than not. But what it does is it eliminates, you know, when you get up in the morning, you want to take a shower and you got to turn the shower on and you just stick your hand in there and you're waiting for 30, 45, 60, 90 seconds for the hot water to come. You know, the recirculating system gets the hot water right there quick. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it saves a lot on the mm-hmm. water. So, you know, people are talking about solar. We've done we prepped a few homes for solar panels. And letting, you know, the client really decides if, you know, if it's worth the investment nowadays, which I know the tax credits and so forth are changing from time to time. So, but basically, you know, your insulation package is big and, you know, the efficiency of the envelope of the house and your lighting and your plumbing is big.
Are there any other must-haves? Like, are you recommending that your clients put in an elevator, for example?
If we're doing an elevated home, a park underneath, yes, it's strongly encouraged. And even if they just do the elevator shaft itself, have it framed in there, and then we can frame false floors for a storage closet or a closet for now. But down the road, if they need it or for resale, to have the ability to put that elevator in is huge. Mm-hmm. You know, we haven't done an elevated house without an elevator shaft in years. Mm-hmm. So it's really important.
What about impact rated windows?
Impact rated windows. We're about 50-50, you know, it's probably trending up more, people doing the impact glass. It's a pretty big financial step to do the impact glass, but you know, the price point we're getting into, it's a small price to pay to have the peace of mind that you have your impact glass and you don't have to worry about messing with panels or storm protection when the time comes.
You just, so, if you're out of town, you don't have to worry about
just,
it.
Just lock it and leave.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
You don't have to worry about it.
But, what about low maintenance products?
A lot of our porch flooring and our exterior siding trim material is all cement based and composite materials. We're getting away from anything that's a wood. You know, we do ePE from time to time on porch floors, but anytime we can do masonry flooring, tile flooring, cement board, siding and corner boards, or composite decking, we do. Mm-hmm. You know, people definitely want to limit the amount of maintenance they have to do on their houses.
Yep, exactly. So, well, how can folks get more information about Shelter Custom Built Living?
The best way to reach us is our website. It's www.sheltercustombuiltliving.com. We have an info email. You can click on there, and our office phone number's there, and links to our house accounts and Pinterest and so forth is on that website.
Excellent. Well, we have been talking with Ryan Butler, the half of the husband-wife team behind the custom home building company Shelter Custom Built Living. Thanks so much, Ryan.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.